In their first televised debate, candidates to succeed Germany's Angela Merkel clash over taxes and climate policy. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. There's less than a month to go before Germans head to the polls to elect their new chancellor. That's as Mrs. Merkel prepares to step down after 16 years in office. The three main candidates to take the reins of Europe's biggest economy met on stage last night in their first official TV debate, and snap opinion polls suggest support is dwindling for the conservative candidate from Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democratic Union Party. From Berlin, the BBC's Damian McGuinness explains why.
Armin Laschet really wants to take over from Angela Merkel. It was really seen as his last chance because he's doing very badly in the polls. He's losing support from right-wingers within the conservative bloc who blame him, really, for the party's poor polling numbers right now. And the hope was that this debate would really bring him back in the race. But if you look at surveys taken after the TV debate, it appears that he was seen to be the least successful out of those three candidates. The most successful was seen to be the centre-left candidate, the Social Democrat Olaf Scholz, who is current finance minister, which actually commentators found quite strange because it was at times as if he wasn't even present. He's this sort of sober, sensible character.
And in the debate, Olaf Scholz argued for higher minimum wage, stable pensions, and a focus on climate change. Do you think he did well because voters sort of see him as a steady hand to take over after Angela Merkel?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because he's portraying himself as the Merkel continuity candidate, which is odd because he's actually in a different party. She's a conservative, he's a centre-left social democrat. But his style is quite similar. They're both centrists. They both worked for many years together in government. He is finance minister, so he's seen as the one to help people during the pandemic. Germany's fared relatively well with the support for workers and for companies. So he's relatively popular, but he's not seen as particularly charismatic or particularly engaging. And it really depends what voters want. Do they want more continuity or do they want change? The criticism people would have of Olaf Scholz is he's more of the same.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness for us from Berlin. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, checking the numbers now, oil prices have slipped from a four-week high as Hurricane Ida bears down on Louisiana. Meanwhile, a record close on Wall Street Friday boosted investor sentiment in Asia today, with benchmarks there up in the 0.5% to 1% range. Meanwhile, shares across Paris, Frankfurt, and Milan are little changed this morning. Here in the UK, markets are closed for a summer public holiday. South Africa's fishing industry feeds more than 3 million people a day, everything from affordable canned fish to fried fish and chips or locally caught rock lobster served in the nation's fine dining restaurants. But there are costly barriers to entry, especially for women. Now, one group is trying to change that, as the BBC's Vumani Mkhazi reports from Cape Town.
Atlantic Seafood Products is one of the largest seafood processing plants in South Africa and is owned by an empowerment trust of over 300 black women. Workers here are keeping the fish fresh with ice. Others are filleting fish in record time, and some are doing inspections.
So when you receive the fresh fish, you do the quality inspection, then you can proceed if everything is accurate.
Many of the women here, like Stogo Zile, started at the company in lower-level jobs, but worked their way up to the top. She says ASP is more of a community than a company and is helping her grow.
I see myself as one of the directors in the fishing industry because I believe as a woman, you have to see yourself higher.
Fishing in South Africa is an essential part of the economy. It provides around 90,000 jobs in the country. But the government allocates quotas for fishermen, determining how many fish can be caught. In an industry with limited resources, it's difficult for newer and smaller players to break in. Loyiso Panchwa is the chairman of Fishing South Africa.
I don't want to create an impression that, oh, well, just open the industry, because if you do that, you may actually break something that is not broken. But of course, if you break down into certain subsectors within the industry, you can create new players in those spaces if you are able to demonstrate that doing so is not going to take away jobs, not going to hurt investment, is not going to make the current players unviable.
Segri Gahardi is one of the few fisherwomen you'll find. Her family owns a small-scale fishery and has been in the industry for 43 years. But the long hours, tough conditions, high costs, and fight for quotas make it hard for women to break into the industry, let alone stay in it for the long haul.
I do believe in sharing the resource with others, but I also believe that the existing businesses need to be recognized for the investment that they've shown and the employment that they've created.
Despite the challenges, women in fishing are finding ways to break down barriers and to transform the industry.
That's the BBC's Vumani Umkezi reporting from Cape Town there. Finally, just this hour, China has announced more strict restrictions on young gamers. Companies will only be allowed to offer their online games to minors between 8 and 9 p.m. on Fridays, weekends, and public holidays. The government says that's to protect physical and mental health and prevent what it calls indulgence of web-based gaming. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.